For the past several weeks, we here at WFMD have been trying to keep you updated on the coronavirus by running one-minute specials where we sort of feature local politicians and individuals who are in the know on what's happening, trying to keep you best informed. Most of our audio is taken from the virtual town hall, Executive Jan Gardner, with the coronavirus. We're going to start off with Jan Gardner herself, who kind of introduced the whole town hall, and we'll listen to what she has to say here.
I unfortunately received notification that I had been dreading, that a resident of Frederick County has sadly died as a result of the coronavirus. This person was a woman in her 90s. She did have underlying health conditions. And so I really do want to extend my sympathy to her family at this time. We certainly know that seniors and those with underlying health conditions are especially vulnerable. But that doesn't mean that if you're young, under 60, under 50, under 40, under 30, that you cannot get this virus. Half of the people in Frederick County who've tested positive are actually younger than the age of 40. A quarter of our cases are people in their 20s. So no age group is immune. So it really is important that people follow the directive, stay home, social distance, and do their part.
One of the biggest concerns of all of our listeners, just about everybody in this county, is what's going to go on as far as workforce services. What are we going to be able to do about getting some money into us if we've been laid off? We have Helen Profiteer who came in, and she's one of the workers at Workforce Services, and she was talking a little bit about how you might apply for financial aid, regardless of what your job might be.
First thing you want to do when you get laid off is to apply for Maryland unemployment insurance. The system is working quite well. People are now navigating through pretty well. It's going to take a little bit of time to receive your first check. If for any reason you don't qualify for Maryland unemployment insurance, the CARES Act that was just approved this past Friday has additional funds for unemployment. So we've heard about the gig economy. And if you're part of that, an independent contractor, an online platform worker, a contract firm worker, all of those people adversely impacted by coronavirus have the opportunity to apply for unemployment insurance through the CARES Act.
We're finally starting to get some data so we can start to understand what's going on about this coronavirus around here in Frederick County. And a very special person, Dr. Barbara Brookmeyer, was also in on that virtual town hall talking a little bit about the data she knows about already.
We know from the research of the cases in China that looking at the data there, 80% of the individuals who were diagnosed as having the novel coronavirus, 80% had mild to moderate symptoms and didn't need a hospital level of care. That meant, though, that 20% did. And out of that 20%, 5% needed ventilatory support or mechanical ventilation. That means a breathing machine. Because our testing hasn't been widespread in Maryland, what we're seeing is that's about what we're seeing for the percentages as well. But how many people have mild to moderate illness and don't need to be hospitalized? It's around 75%. So most people, though, just have mild to moderate symptoms and don't need any medical care.
One individual who just started his job and has a very heavy weight on his shoulders is Chief Tom Coe. He's the chief of the Frederick County Firefighters, and he talks a little bit about some of the preparations that he and the firefighters have gone through in order to try and keep themselves and you safe as they respond to calls in Frederick County.
The dedicated men and women of Frederick County Fire and Rescue are committed to ensuring the safety of their coworkers as well as the public. And we're able to do that through a very intensive planning process that we began way back in January with our public safety partners. We started out by preparing our emergency medical transport units, or our ambulances, to isolate the patient care area from the driver's compartment, limit the possible spread of the virus. We've ensured that our personnel have access to the appropriate personal protective equipment. Our EMS responders are wearing more personal protective equipment, such as face masks, eyeglasses, gowns, and gloves, to ensure that the safety of both the citizens that we're responding to protect, as well as their fellow first responders. We've created intensive decontamination procedures to make sure that after a call, our units are ready for service.
We finish up with Dr. Barbara Brookmeyer again, who is trying to inform us as to when we really need to start worry about this virus, as to whether we have that virus or not. What are some of the symptoms, and when should we start to think about heading towards the hospital?
So of course, though, if you are having symptoms and the symptoms are shortness of breath or something that you are concerned that it's your illness is going in the wrong direction, I would be remiss if I didn't say if it's an emergency situation, you should seek care through the emergency medical system. So I'm not sure if that answers that since we don't have this real time. When people have, there's so much to say, and so I'm not sure what some of those future questions will be. So the other, so if you have mild to moderate illness, you should isolate yourself. So what does isolation mean? Isolation means that you go in a room, you close the door, people don't come into that room, and your food and necessities are put outside the door. And when the people who put it outside your door leave, you open up your door and you take that. Ideally, you would also use a separate bathroom. If you need to be in a common shared hallway or a bathroom, then you want to make sure that you're at least 6 feet away from people. And then ideally, you would also be wiping down any surfaces that might have gotten any respiratory droplets, because this virus is spread primarily or mostly through respiratory droplets. So that's when we cough or sneeze. Then there are particles that come out, but the droplets are relatively heavy, so they do fall to the ground. They don't stay in the air aerosolized. So because they're a little bit heavy, they do fall onto surfaces, but then that also presents the risk that some surfaces could be contaminated. And I know there's been a lot of talk about that and a lot of concern about that. It's not so clear how much of a contribution to the numbers of cases that kind of exposure has been. So the first thing is for people to isolate, stay away from others. And then if you do have concerns, though, that you need medical care, call your provider's office first, or in this case, the urgent care, or if you're initiating emergency medical services, please do say what your symptoms are and what you're concerned about. And then one final thing, if I can say about the isolation, so staying away from others. If you have symptoms, you should stay away from others. And you want to know, well, how long is that for? Well, it should be at least 7 days since your symptoms began, and your symptoms should be much, much improved for at least 72 hours. So what that means is you should have no fever for at least 72 hours, and that's without using fever-reducing medicine. And then your symptoms, so say your cough, your shortness of breath, should be significantly improved. So you need it to be at least 7 days since your symptoms began, and then at least 3 days or 72 hours with your symptoms being, no fever and the other symptoms pretty much resolved.
We do want to let you know that we're going to continue these one-minute spots until this whole virus situation has resolved itself. We encourage you to listen all day to WFMD. While you're home, you can stay informed about what is going on locally in Frederick County.